Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays, starting at 6, for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
It's an 0-2 start for the Kansas City Chiefs. Eagles 20, Chiefs 17, and another frustrating game in what was sort of a Super Bowl rematch. These teams were very different, and frankly, these teams even looked very, very different between what we saw today and what we saw from them in Week 1. Let's talk about it now with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Mitch, a lot of good things, especially from the defensive side of the ball. A much better day for them today, but ultimately, too many self-inflicted wounds to win a game against a team as strong as the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, three main things tip this game. When you have two good teams, Chiefs are a good team, so are the Eagles, just a little bit of a crack can lead to a result. Now, let's start, though, before we get to the three main points of the game that were gigantic. The Chiefs' defense battled in this game. If you would have said Saquon Barkley's longest run was 13 yards and ended with 88 yards, and that Jalen Hurts ran the ball 9 times for 16, and those were like tush pushes, you would have said, you're going to win the game. The Chiefs only gave up, in 58 plays, gave up 217 yards, held the Eagles to 5 of 14 on third downs after last week, they were on third down against the Cowboys. In fact, Hurts was 6 of 6 on third down last week against the Cowboys alone. They're 5 of 14 on third down. And just 16 first downs, and the Chiefs lose. Again, they held Jalen Hurts in check. But the three main points, and this is your second point, the missed 58-yard field goal led to a short 52-yard field and a touchdown. Give the Eagles credit. They took it and took advantage of it. But then the 4th-and-1 early in the third quarter, Chiefs got stuffed at their own 36, first possession of the third quarter, but the defense held them. 51-yard field goal, okay, but there's 10 points. And then the Chiefs are going in to take the lead. A pass that looked like it was right on the hands of Kelce, off his hands, off his shoulder, and then Makuba had the interception return of 41 yards. That, in essence, is 17 points, yep, if you look at it that way. Actually, more than that, it'd be, 17 points. And Philadelphia is such a good team, they're going to take advantage of that and win the game, which is what they did, winning 20-17.
And it's just hard to live that way against top-tier opponents in the NFL. Let's pick on a couple of the positives while we can here. Patrick Mahomes, not a perfect game for him, but man, that deep shot to Tyquan Thornton really made me forget about the miss a couple plays earlier. And again, the defense, not only Mitch, better than last week, without Christian Fulton or Mike Dana for basically the entire game.
Yeah, they got depth at those spots, though, and I thought this was a much better defensive effort today from the guys that filled in. Again, concern about Mike Dana's hip, but you've got a lot of dudes out there that can play, and that includes Ashton Gelati and Amenihu, who got a lot of snaps in this game, and plus the way they move guys around. And then Fulton, you know, missed so much of camp and missed so much of the preseason that you don't want him out for a long period of time. And then you got to get some of these wide receivers back at some point. You hopefully have Xavier Worthy back for the New York Giant game, but it just kind of limits you when you're down three wide receivers.
What about the running game? Again, it's kind of hard to see it get going through these first couple weeks. Had a few moments and some really important moments from Kareem Hunt, but once again, Patrick Mahomes leads him in rushing.
Yeah, and had some tough runs.
Very.
Big time, including a quarterback draw. It looked like Hurts. He had a better day running the ball than Hurts did, 7 for 66. But Kareem Hunt is valuable to this team. He's just not going to break a 90-yard run right now like he did in 2017. But he has a place on this team, and he is big time in converting on 3rd and 4th and short. So, Kareem Hunt is big for this team. You got to figure out a way to run the ball. Pacheco only 10 carries, but 22 yards, and his longest run was 7. There's got to be some balance and got to be the run game.
No rest for the weary here next week. Sunday Night Football against the New York Giants. They went to overtime and lost to the Cowboys today. What do you think this week is going to look like as the Chiefs try to get off the snide?
Well, it's got to be, do you get Xavier Worthy back, and how much will he have? Like, how much is that shoulder going to affect him? But you've got to reallocate your assets. What can we do well right now? What do we take into the New York Giant game? Don't take it for granted. We've never won there. That's my minute with Mitch this week. There's only three places I haven't called a victory on the road. The Chiefs have never won against the Giants on the road, ever. So you just recalibrate and you fight and you try to figure out a way to get balance. Keep the defense going. This was a winning performance by the defense in this game against a good Eagles offense. But now you get the offense going, cash it in on red zone, and just take it a week at a time and attack New York.
Offense, defense, and special teams. Like you said, it's a winning performance by the defense, but not enough from all three phases. Mitch, I appreciate it. We'll do this again next week, and hopefully we'll get to chat after a win sometime soon.
Thanks, Joshua.
That's the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holt is right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. I'm going to give you a fun stat of the game here because I think it's worth it. Stat of the game brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. Saw this from NFL Next Gen Stats. Obviously, this didn't end up saving the game. It didn't end very well after this play, but Chiefs rookie left tackle Josh Simmons, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, reached a top speed of 18.35 miles per hour to make a touchdown-saving tackle on Eagles safety Andrew Mukuba, who was running 19.7 miles per hour, the third fastest speed by an offensive lineman over the last two seasons. So Josh Simmons, the rookie out there, a big man, an incredible athlete. Again, that would have been a whole lot more fun to tell you how fast Josh Simmons was moving if that could have been a turning point. But ultimately, that pick goes the other way. One of several self-inflicted wounds the Chiefs could not overcome today. Final score, Eagles 20, Chiefs 17. The Chiefs 0-2 for the first time under Patrick Mahomes. We'll take a timeout, come back, look around the rest of a very busy day in the NFL and talk a little more about what went wrong for the Chiefs against the Eagles. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Welcome back into our post-game coverage right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Let's look around the rest of the NFL brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. A wild game with one of the other teams in the AFC West, Indianapolis Colts hosting the Denver Broncos. The game came down to the wire. The Denver Broncos on the road going up against the final seconds here, Indianapolis Colts kicker Spencer Schrader. You may remember him from the walk-off winner for the Chiefs against the Panthers. Now, he gives the rest of the AFC West an absolute gift. But wait, he lined up with 3 seconds left for a 60-yard field goal. That was no good. What do you mean a gift to the AFC West? The Broncos are penalized for leverage on the play, a 15-yard penalty that moves Schrader up to the 45-yard field goal attempt, which was good. An outrageous end of that game. Daniel Jones' Indianapolis Colts are 2-0, and the Broncos fall to 1-1. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, it was a fireworks show to end Giants-Cowboys. The Chiefs have the Giants on Sunday Night Football next week, and Russell Wilson went to the skies with less than 30 seconds remaining.
Drops back, has time, deep ball, downfield, looking for Neighbors, who makes the catch for the touchdown in double coverage. 48-yard touchdown pass, Wilson and Neighbors, and the Giants take the lead.
The play's just as good as the call, courtesy of Bob Papa and Carl Banks and the WFAN Giants Radio Network. But that wasn't enough. The Cowboys had an answer.
This is on the left hash, 64 for the tie. Or it's the last play of the game. Snap, hold, 64. And sweet butter.
Then the Giants and Cowboys took about every single second of overtime and went back to Brandon Aubrey.
Good operation. 46. The kick. Wins the game. Butter, 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 butter. Extra butter. Cowboys win.
Those Cowboys calls are courtesy of Brad Schaum and Babe Laufenberg on 105.3 The Fan and the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a toe injury against the Jacksonville Jaguars, leaving Jake Browning to take it from there.
Jake Browning will be under center. Chase Brown lines up behind. Now Sample goes behind the quarterback and shoves him. It's a touchdown! Jake Browning, with 18 seconds left in regulation, has given the Bengals their first lead all day.
31-27. The final score is Cincinnati defeats the Jacksonville Jaguars. Call courtesy of Dan Horde and Dave Lapham on Cincinnati's ESPN 1530 and the Bengals Radio Network. Paul Danner Jr. of The Athletic later reported that Burrow was, quote, walking through the locker room in a walking boot with a single crutch. So something to keep an eye on for one of the Chiefs' rivals in the AFC. Meanwhile, in the AFC East, another barn burner. Dolphins, Patriots. The Dolphins had a big punt return, and then the Patriots turned it right back.
The kickoff right to left. The liner handled by Gibson on the run to the 20, to the 25 with a cut inside the 30. He bounces away near side to the 45, 50. Gibson to the 35 of the Miami 30. 15, 10, 5. He goes the distance. Touchdown, Patriots.
The call from Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak of 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. Also, not in a winning effort for Cam Ward, the number one overall pick, but his first career touchdown pass was a beauty.
Ward takes the snap, drifts back. He has plenty of time. Now he's going to roll back to the right. Back past the 30, 25, throws across his body to the back byline. It's gone! It's caught! That is a Titans touchdown! Alec Io Manor, are you kidding me? What a throw by Cam Ward!
Courtesy of Taylor Zarzar and Dave McGinnis of the Titans Radio Network. But the Rams beat the Titans 33-19. A couple other scores here from the day that was. The Ravens take care of the Browns 41-17. Bengals, like I said, final score 31-27 to make them 2-0. You heard the Cowboys beat the Giants in overtime 40-37. The Lions handled business against the Bears in a big way as Detroit bounced back after a week one loss 52-21. Patriots got it done 33-27. The Niners on the road. No Brock Purdy, no George Kittle, no problem. 26-21 in New Orleans. The Bills tripled up the Jets up in the Northeast. It was a Jets home game. That wasn't specific enough in New York, but Buffalo gets the win 30-10. Seattle on the road against Aaron Rodgers' Pittsburgh Steelers. The Seahawks win 31-17. Then the Cardinals taking care of business against the Panthers. Made it close by the end, 27-22, but the Cardinals were in control throughout that game. And, of course, you've heard the Colts, Broncos, the Titans, Rams, and, unfortunately, Chiefs, Eagles. We got an AFC West showdown coming up tomorrow night. That'll be fun, but not a very fun day for the Chiefs right now as they fall to Philadelphia 20-17.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Rolling on here with our post-game coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network. Chiefs fall to 0-2. Not how you want the season to get going, but they'll have a chance to get right against the New York Giants in primetime a week from tonight. Meanwhile, we've got our exclusive conversation with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs ready to go right now. Dana Hughes with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Right here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, tough loss at home. I know the film, you'll watch the film down the road, but what's your assessment of it?
Yeah, listen, I thought the guys played hard. I take full responsibility for this one. I was probably too aggressive on the thing, and it didn't work out for us. But, again, you've got to do that against a good team. You got to stay aggressive to a point. Mm-hmm. And then, but I appreciate the effort the guys put in, throughout the game. So we got to do a little better in certain spots.
Coach, not to put you on the hot seat at all, but there was a lot of discussion in the booth and down on the field in regards to early movement by their offensive line on the tush push. Anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, listen, I thought they were moving, but I mean, listen, they got to make those, they're the ones calling. They didn't see it that way. So you live with it and you roll on. So, but I mean, listen, they're trying to do their job. We're trying to do our job, and that's how it works sometimes.
0-2, unfamiliar territory. There were definitely some positives. The fight at the end by your offense to drive the ball down the field, the big catch by Tyquan Thornton. Definitely some things to pull away from this game.
Yeah, there's some good things. Again, we've got to hit a few of those things early, and I've got to call them and get them dialed up early. And like I said, I take responsibility for this one. We'll go back to the drawing board, and these guys will stick together and play hard. So.
Right. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Dannon Hughes and Andy Reid. You hear Andy talking about being happier with the effort today as opposed to last week, but still a frustrating one for the Chiefs to drop. Our offensive play of the game is brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Mahomes again surveying the field, has some time. He's going deep middle. He's got Thornton again. Thornton catches the ball this time. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 49-yard deep post. This time, Mahomes and Thornton do get to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We go out now to Arrowhead Stadium. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Things here and there that we didn't do at a high enough level. Even the first throw, overthrowing Noah on that cover two look. I mean, seeing it right, just not making the throw. And so in this league, you got to make those throws, and I'll be better as the season goes on.
Can you take me through the throw to Travis at the goal line? What were you seeing? What do you think went wrong on the play?
Yeah, I mean, we got the defense that we wanted. You know, we expect them to play that 0-0 with the whole player with the safety. I think I threw it just a tad too early, you know, just trying to put it on his body low before that whole player got there. And I think if I can put it more on his body and not so far out in front of him, then he can catch it, take the hit, and get in the end zone.
And you want to throw that a little bit low at the goal line, though, to give him a chance to, like, dive across the end zone, right?
Yeah, you want to put it low, but more on his body. You know, whenever you're in those tight quarters like that, you want to give it to him, especially a bigger guy, more on his body where he can catch it, brace for that contact. We knew the whole player would be looking for him. I mean, that's our one of our big targets down there in the red zone. He was breaking to kind of make a hit, and it was just unfortunate. The ball bounced up in the air and went right to him.
It seems like you guys are starting slower than you want to. What's your reason for maybe the slower start these first 2 weeks?
I think this week, I mean, missing the throw to Noah hurts. I mean, we got a coverage that we expected, and when they play that zone coverage into the boundary, it's going to kind of a high-low with Trav or Noah, and obviously the corner bit down on Travis, and you missed that throw, and it kind of kills the momentum of the first drive, and obviously we didn't get the third down right there, so just me executing at that moment, but it's kind of been throughout the whole team, you know, like we just to one guy here or there. It's not like we're missing by much, and so I know it sucks to hear for the fans, but I feel like we're close, and so all we can do is just continue to work and continue to get after it, and be ready to play the Giants this next week.
How do you expect this team to respond?
I mean, knowing the guys in the locker room, man, I think they're going to respond by just working. I mean, that's how we've gotten to the point that we've gotten to, in our career here in Kansas City, is that we believe the work kind of puts out the product. And so obviously we've never been 0-2, but we've had times where we've dealt with challenges before and lost games. And so I think the guys that we have in this locker room, they'll go back to work with that mindset of we're going to continue to work even harder, so that when we step on that field this next time, we can find a way to win in those big moments like we have it this first 2 weeks.
Do you think you might start lobbying in for a quarterback sneak in those short yardage situations?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up to it. You know, we've put it in certain games. I think just you saw on the other fourth down, we got it. We're just running with Kareem. And so I just trust in Coach Reed, whatever he calls, you know. And we've put it in, and you kind of have to get the right look. And we didn't think they were going to give us that right look this week.
Hey, Patrick, you're running more, at least earlier in the season than mm-hmm. in the past. Is that by design, philosophy, or just opportunities?
I think just kind of happened. They came out and played a little bit more man coverage there early in the game. And you saw I was able to use my feet because the guys were covering guys down the field. And so it just kind of has happened. But at the end of the day, I'm just a competitor. I'm trying to win. And so whatever it takes, I'll do. And it's been running a few times just early in this season. But we'll get back to passing the ball again and hopefully be better at it as the season goes on.
How do you find that balance, like on that third down run, of when to lower your shoulder and take on a linebacker, and when to, you know, maybe protect yourself, or, you know, when are you going to dive for the goal line, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, I think I do a good job of it. Just, you said it. I mean, it's third down in the red zone. You want to get that first down to give ourselves a chance to score a touchdown there, and so. I usually don't try to run over big guys, he hits hard, but it was a safety, so just so I can kind of hit and fall forward, not necessarily run over, I think I do a good job of protecting myself, and you have to be smart in those situations, and I've just learned from experience.
Sam, how much of those scrambles are because you guys aren't finding other ways to move the ball?
I just take what the defense is giving us, you know, and I'll go back and look on tape. I think the one big scramble that I had early in the game down the field, I think if I would have waited just a little bit longer, Juju ends up opening up in the spot that I ended up running. I kind of pumped to Juju, pumped to the running back, and then ran. I think if I just stretched my drop a little bit, I probably hit Juju for the same distance. And so that's the stuff I got to be better at. Got to trust in the guys that are going to get open and trust in the offensive line and their blocking. And so take what the defense is giving you and then let guys make plays down the field.
You're missing a couple receivers, right? But just in short yardage
training camp, you had guys down the depth chart that, that stepped up and performed well. What do you pinpoint just the reason that it hasn't clicked in these first couple?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Like I said earlier, I mean, it's just like kind of one guy every play. I mean, you've seen there's me missing throws early in the game and late in the game. And then there's a batted ball where I'm probably hitting Noah for a 15 to 20 yard completion over the middle, and then missing Juju early in the game. I know I was pressured, but hitting him on that. I mean, it's just little stuff here and there. And so in this league, especially when you're playing good teams and playing good defenses, if you miss those little opportunities, those drives stall out. And so we'll play another great defense this week. And so it'll be another challenge for us. And, I mean, all we can do is get back to work and continue to work so that we can kind of iron out those wrinkles and be better as offense.
Last two, Tommy, Patrick. The first drive and second half, you guys went for the fourth down in your own territory. Mm-hmm. So you guys run that play before, I think, a couple of years ago, maybe in the Super Bowl for a first down. But was that? Did you think, hey, we're going for fourth down here? Was that surprising to you to go for it at that point?
It's never surprising for me. I mean, I always want to go for it. Like that's just who I am, and I want to be aggressive and do that. And I know our defense, and I trust in our defense to get a stop. And obviously, we didn't get it. Defense holds them to a field goal. I mean, best that we can do in that situation. And you always second guess it when it doesn't work. You know, I mean, when it works, it's a good thing. When it doesn't work, it's a bad thing. But that I'd rather be on the aggressive side of history than the non-aggressive side. So whatever Coach Reed does in that situation, I have full trust behind it and full confidence in it.
Firstly, you guys punted it later in the game. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was a spot to go. Is it long deal though? Did you were a little surprised you punted there?
No, I think the defense was getting stops, you know, and so they were getting stops, and it was tough. Fourth and seven, they had gotten some pressure on the play before, and so just trusting in your defense, you know. I think Coach Reed, I mean, he's done it for a long time, and he's won a lot of football games, and I think regardless of the decision, when he makes that decision, everyone on this team trusts in it and has confidence in it, and that's why I think we've won as many games as we won, and so he's one of the best of all time, if not the best of all time, at making decisions like that. And so I just trust that he's going to make the right decision at the right time.
Last one, Tom.
I wanted to ask about a minute before the touchdown to Taekwon, there was a covered bust and he was wide open. It felt a little bit like a wide open three on the wing.
Yeah.
You know, what happened on that play, and how much is that one going to haunt you a little bit?
Yeah, I think obviously I was looking at Taekwon early, and then right when I went to throw to Trav, because the guy was Trav was about to be wide open, I kind of pumped. Because I pulled it back out the corner bit on Trav, and then trying to reset real quick and making the throw. It's, I think in those situations, especially kind of in that 2 minute type situation, knowing that the guy's not as fresh, and obviously you don't know it's going to be wide open, but just trying to put the ball on his head and let him make a play, and learn from it. I mean, later in that drive, making just throwing it where he can make a play on the ball and trusting in him. So that's stuff I got to continue to get better at, you know, like hitting those deep shots early, because even though we hit the touchdown later, if you hit that touchdown with maybe 2 more minutes on the clock, you might have a chance to get the football back. And so something that I'll look at, learn from, and try to be better this next time.
Thanks, Patrick.
There's Patrick Mahomes here live on the Chiefs Radio Network, his post-game press conference. Our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Let's go ahead and hear from a rookie who made his NFL debut tonight. Defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott wasn't on the field in week one. Tonight, he made his impact felt. Here's Josh Klingner with Omar Norman Lott.
Well, I wanted to talk to you after a win, but here we are. What did you think of getting your first in-game NFL action after having to miss last week?
I'm extremely proud of myself and the way the D-line and my vets pushed me and helped me throughout this process.
Was it tough not playing that first week, and how anxious were you to get there today?
I mean, it's always tough to not play and have to be the motivation for your counterparts, as my teammates, but that happened. This week came, they pushed me, instilled that confidence in me, let me know that they were with me, and the chips fell where they were.
All right. It's probably a really quick process from draft day to now. How has the learning curve been, and how difficult is that to keep going here and jumping into a season?
I take myself as a fast learner, and so it's been difficult, but not as hard as you would think. And then the other part of your question would just be to stay where my feet are at every day. It makes it all easier, not like a big picture. It shortens the picture down.
How would you describe a Steve Spagnuolo defense from a defensive lineman's perspective?
It's a complex defense, but if you make the irregular regular, it becomes simple. And I learned that from Coach Joe, which is my defensive line coach.
You got your first sack today. How big is that in your repertoire to be a guy that can get to the quarterback?
As a D lineman, I think it's always big to be able to get after the quarterback. And again, I really want to shout out to my vets for pushing me and making me feel confident enough to go out there and play and be able to make those kind of plays.
Did you have the sack dance ready?
Oh yeah, I had that ready.
It had been in the works.
Yeah.
You knew what was going to happen at some point.
I had an idea what was going down when it happened. Definitely.
All right, two close losses. What do you take out of this into next week, and how do you start the road to rebound?
Stay together, keep working hard, and the win is going to come when it comes.
Omar, thanks for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Omar Norman Lott. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Kling. That's a good performance from the rookie and a massive hit on Jalen Hurts on that sack that they're talking about there. I'm not sure I've seen Hurts get hit like that very often, if at all. So a nice debut, even in a frustrating day. And our rookie report is brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Among other rookies, we'll hear from Noel Williams later on today as he got involved. The injuries of forcing him into the line of fire there, but he held up on his own pretty well, I thought. So a nice day for the rookies, just a tough day for the offense. Some special teams mistakes. That's the kind of thing that costs you a very, very close game against the reigning Super Bowl champions. Let's hear our Big Beef defensive play of the game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Three wide receivers, Chiefs sell out blitz. Hurts has to throw it hot. Near side, Devontae Smith, and the pass is incomplete. Noel Williams on the coverage on Devontae Smith. Great job by the rookie.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Now it's time to hear from the head coach. Live from the stadium, it's Andy Reid's post-game press conference. It's presented by GEHA. Do you have a game day tradition? GEHA wants to see it. Just tweet a photo or video using hashtag GEHA sweepstakes and tag and follow at GEHA Field. Learn more at GEHA Field's Twitter page.
All right, as far as the injuries go, Mike Dana tweaked his left quad, and Fulton tweaked his ankle there. We'll just see how that is going forward. I'll take full responsibility for that game. Probably say too aggressive on that, and that's my responsibility. I thought my guys played their tail off and played hard and aggressive football, and they stuck together throughout the game, and they'll pay for us down the road when as we continue to grow. I thought the fans were unbelievable. They were great. Everybody stayed and kept us going. There were some good things within all of it. I thought defensively we played really solid football. We had short fields at times, and the guys took care of business there. Obviously, on the offensive side, we can't have the turnover. Again, I've got to dial up something different than that. But I thought Thornton played all the way through everything. It was great to see him get a big catch there, pat on the long throw. Kelsey had a nice day with the completions. You know, I know he's upset at the last one, but we keep rolling here and keep getting better. So, and then special teams, I thought Ariza did a nice job with his punts, over a 59-yard average there. And then Nico had some nice returns there. So, all in all, though, my responsibility, and we'll get better. Time's yours.
Hey, what do you need to do to get the pass game going?
Yeah, well, the obvious answer, Dave, would be that we complete it. But I've got to put the guys in the right position to get that done.
I know it's a hard play to stop, but that tush push ended up being really a lot of critical plays in that game. Just what did you guys try to do to stop it, and how?
Yeah, you know, you try to get penetration is what you try to do and be able to stop it. But that's a pretty rough one. Might have had a couple of them that they got off a little early on, but we'll look at that.
Was saw Travis kind of emotional a couple times on the sideline. What do you think of that?
Yeah, listen, he's trying to get guys fired up and going. You know, I mean, that's him. He's that way every week if you keep an eye on him. So he's all in all the time. So, you know, that's the way he was today.
Andy, what'd you see, what'd you think in going fourth and one in your end of the field?
Yeah, no, listen, they were going to stay aggressive likewise. I think it's important against that crew that you stay aggressive. I probably could dial up some different things there, but I think against them you've got to do that. And then I obviously thought the plays we called were available, but it didn't get done the way I wanted it. So.
And the 0-2 to start the season, that's not what was the message in the locker room, that you guys just kind of move past this
turn? Yeah, keep playing hard. I'll take this one. You keep playing hard, so stick together and play hard.
And the Eagles, obviously, Saquon Barkley does so much of what they do, but even with the attention on him, you guys did really well against the outside receivers. What do you think of just the way your secondary pass back?
Yeah, listen, I thought Spags had a nice game plan, very aggressive, and I thought our secondary rose up to that part of it, and they've got good receivers. I thought they stayed aggressive on the receivers within the framework of things, and you know, I just thought all around it was a good defensive performance.
Andy, when you think about running with the football, obviously it's a fine line. What are your thoughts? Do you have any concerns about him taking too many hits?
Yeah, he'd probably tell you the same thing. He trains that way. He's a hard. He goes after it, and he's not going to not take an opportunity if it's given. So, obviously, he wasn't accounted for on some of those plays, and he took advantage of it. I don't want to see him get the big hits, but he's a pretty competitive guy.
Following up on that, just QB sneaks, I know you've been trying to stay away from those, but is there any thought to bring those back in short yard situations?
Yeah, listen, they've got a knack for it. You look at the rest of the teams that try this thing, and it's a crapshoot there. So we thought we had some good short yardage plays there, and you know, we just came up short on a couple of them.
That's Andy Reid's post-game press conference here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Today's MVP of the game is presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Mahomes looking left all the way. Now moves to the right. Holds the ball in his hand. Gets a downfield block. 10, 5. Mahomes diving for the near front pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City, on a 13-yard scramble by Mahomes. He's back to his White House Wildcat days, running the football, and the Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Hurts stays in the pocket, being pressured, now coming to the near side, trying to scramble, he's hit, and hit right in the chops. Omar Norman Lott, the rookie, hits Hurts right at the number one in his sternum.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. No variance in the participation of Omar Norman Lott there. A great play in the debut of the rookie second round pick. Good to see him getting involved. A nice day from the defense all around, but ultimately just not quite enough as the Chiefs fall short to the Philadelphia Eagles at home. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Let's hear from the offensive side of the ball as Danon Hughes has caught up with Chiefs center Creed Humphrey.
All right, thanks. Here with Creed Humphrey. Creed, tough loss. Seemed like you guys came out a little bit more on fire than week one. Talk about the mindset coming into this game, knowing this opponent.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a dogfight. They're a really good team. We just, you know, we have to be able to execute in critical situations. I feel like we didn't do our best in the critical situations today.
Yeah, and another tough loss, tight loss, one possession loss. Like you said, some missed opportunities out there, but no moral victories, but definitely things to build on.
Yeah, I mean, there's things to build on, but there's a lot of stuff to fix. So we're ready to get back in there this week and get after it, fix those things, and get back on the right track.
So when you talk about preparing for the Giants upcoming, going back on the road, anything jump out to you in regards to what needs to be
addressed over this week?
Yeah, just execution and the critical situations. You know, games, especially in the NFL, they're going to be close, so you got to execute the critical situations. You got to be able to get first downs in third and short. You got to be able to finish drives in the red zones, things like that. So we got to get back into it and just focus on those things.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yep.
It's Creed Humphrey with Dan and Hughes after the game. Again, a frustrating day for the offense. Haven't really gotten the running game going outside of Patrick Mahomes scrambling through 2 weeks. It seemed like a decent job of protecting Mahomes in the pocket off and on throughout the day, but certainly, again, a guy like Creed Humphrey, you want to be able to move bodies and get the run game going. You understand there that it's about going back to the execution as they get ready for the New York Giants. Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. You can save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. We'll go back to the defensive side here now and hear from another rookie. Noel Williams had a chance to chat a little bit with our guy Josh Klingler after the game. Here's Kling with the rookie defensive back.
I don't know how much you expected to play today. It looked like you got quite a bit of playing time, and here you go on your NFL career outside, huh?
Yeah. Just got to stay ready. You know, when somebody goes down, we just expect, you know, he's there, I'm good. Just got to, you know, stay ready. And
one side, you're good.
You know, we prepare in the week. We're all in the same room, so that's what's expected.
A lot's expected of this defense and certainly of your position as well.
Yeah.
You got to line up outside against very talented wide receivers. What's the ask and what the nuances of this defense for you?
Just make sure you're aligned, play fast, and just play for your brothers next to you. So just leaning on my vets, leaning on my teammates, and yeah.
Is this start of the season for you been kind of a blur? I mean, it's a lot thrown at you as a rookie, is it not?
Yeah, but, you know, this is part of the job. You know, this is what I asked for. And I'm just blessed to be here with these guys. And we're just going to keep on fighting on to the next week.
Tough margins in the NFL, right? Two very close games. What do you take out of close but not victories?
You know, every snap matters, even when I'm playing special teams. You know, one key block can spring a return. And just got to keep getting better and learn the defense. So, you know, I can plug and play some other positions. So, you know, that's the league. You know, it just comes down to one snap. So,
I was going to ask you about special teams. How much special teams have you had in your background, and how much have you had to learn from that phase?
I've always played special teams throughout my career, and so it's nothing new to me. Of course, you know, at this level, I'm more advanced, and that's just another way for me to get on the field and show what I can do on special teams. And Coach Tobe is a good coach, and he always has a good game plan going into the week. So, you know, I'm always up to play special teams, always ready for an opportunity.
Well, I wanted to catch up with you in a win, but yeah, welcome to the Chiefs, and best of luck here down the road.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Noel Williams. Joshua, back to you.
Thanks, Kling. That's a good perspective there, I think, from the rookie, both in terms of what he's having to do now and what's next. Hey, just learn more of the defense, be ready to step in more. He had to end up being forced into action as Christian Fulton left early on in the game, and a nice effort there defensively for the rookie DB. Chiefs fans, you can relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney+. We'll take a timeout, come back, and relive the recap as we'll break down how the Chiefs got to where they did, falling short against the Philadelphia Eagles, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
You know how it ended. Let's talk about how we got there. It started off with the Chiefs winning the toss and deferring. So Philadelphia started with the ball and almost gave it back on the first play from scrimmage.
Play action fake. Hurts is under pressure. Wiggles free. Turns left out. Drops the ball. It is picked up. It'll be a loss back at the 28. Tight end Grant Calcaterra jumps on the ball, but it's a loss of three as the Chiefs get immediate pressure from George Karlaftis to the backside of Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Watson got through A.J. Brown to blow up a screen on second down, but the Eagles got a free five from a neutral zone infraction from Chris Jones. Jalen Hurtson hit Brown for 7 yards on third and eight, and it was tush-push time. The Eagles got it. A defensive offsides penalty officially moved the chains. Maybe more on that later. But then third and 11 was a better story. Hurts found Devontae Smith, but Brian Cook brought Smith down well short of the first down marker, forcing a punt. Isaiah Pacheco got the first touch, took it for 7. Then Patrick Mahomes overshot Noah Gray on second down. And third and 3 was ugly as Mahomes tried to dump the ball to rookie running back Breshad Smith, ending the Chiefs' first drive with a 3-and-out. Cook had an excellent PBU on first down. Shamari Connor handled Saquon Barkley on second down, bringing the Eagles to third and 10. Hurts overthrew Brown. The Eagles punted. Then, with the ball, Mahomes scrambled. Kareem Hunt got a carry. Mahomes hit Hollywood Brown. Then, it was third and 1.
Chiefs are going to up on the football quickly without a huddle. Mahomes on third and 1 will throw it. Looks to go right, trying to scramble right. And he's going to go on the angle for a first down and stays in bounds and then skips out of bounds in front of Cooper DeJean. Two scrambles by Mahomes, 1 for 11, now for 8, both resulting in first down.
Before you knew it, it was 3rd and 16. A draw to Kareem Hunt picked up a few yards to make it a 58-yard field goal attempt for Harrison Butker.
He had the game winner against the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. Placement is down. Butker's kick, high, flutters, end over end, it's no good. And the Chiefs will give field position to the Eagles as it went wide to the right.
A costly mistake, then on 3rd and 1, tush-push, keep moving the chains. In the red zone, Saquon Barkley took it for the score. Starting the second quarter, Mahomes found his favorite target.
In the pocket, comes to the near side, caught Kelce with a catch at the 49-yard line, a 16-yard pickup in front of the nickelback Cooper DeJean.
Let me know if this feels familiar. The Chiefs' best play in the first act of the game was when Mahomes used his wheels.
Mahomes pump faking. Now he's going to run it after pump faking. 45, Eagles 40, Eagles 35. Cuts in, side the 30, and down to the Eagles' 28-yard line. Reminiscent of his run that led to the game-winning field goal at about the same point of the field against the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. A 22-yard scramble by Mahomes.
On 3rd and 8, a blitzing safety got to Mahomes untouched, moving Butker's next field goal attempt to a 56-yard shot.
This will be a 56-yard attempt from the far hash. Butker just missed from 58. Again, 31 field goals by Butker of 50 yards or more. That's the best in Chiefs history. Ariza waits for the go. Snap down. Butker's kick is up. This time he gets more leg into it, and this time he makes it. The Chiefs are on the board with 3.
Hurts picked up the first down with his legs on 3rd and 6, but a penalty moved Philly back and gave the Chiefs another shot on 3rd and 15. The Chiefs wrangled Barkley on 3rd and long, forced a punt from Philly, and then Hollywood Brown moved the chains on 1st down. Kareem Hunt did it again on the next play with an 11-yard run. Mahomes got to Hunt for 3 yards on 3rd and 7, leaving the Chiefs' offense on the field for 4th and 4 at the 42.
Here comes a blitz. Mahomes stepping up, pump fakes, now throws late left, cut, Kelce, 30-yard line, trying to get rid of the defender and drags him to the 24 of the Eagles. It's a pickup of 18 yards on 4th down and 4.
Mahomes ended up taking a sack on 3rd and 5, but offsetting penalties gave the Chiefs another shot as Hollywood Brown limped to the sideline. Mahomes then had a designed draw to pick up the first down, and on the next play, he did it again.
Mahomes looking left all the way, now moves to the right, holds the ball in his hand, gets a downfield block, 10, 5, Mahomes diving for the near front pylon, touchdown, Kansas City on a 13-yard scramble by Mahomes. He's back to his White House Wildcat days, running the football, and the Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
Didn't last too long, but man, that play was remarkable. The Eagles got the ball back with a little more than 2.5 minutes left in the half and started marching. On 3rd and 3, just across midfield, Hurts hit Brown for the first. On 3rd and 9, it was Hurts to Brown again, just short of the marker. Ultimately, the Eagles settled for a 58-yard field goal to tie it up before the half at 10-10. Starting the second half with the ball, the Chiefs got to 4th and 1 at their own 36, and Kareem Hunt couldn't find a yard, and Kansas City gave it back to Philly with great field position. On 3rd and 8, the defense had a chance to make a statement.
Three wide receivers, Chiefs sell out, blitz, Hurts has to throw it hot, near side Devontae Smith, and the pass is incomplete. Noel Williams on the coverage on Devontae Smith, great job by the rookie.
Really was. I was going to say that also, but Mitch said it better. Then Jake Elliott ended up going 2 for 2 with his second field goal, good from 51. On 3rd and 6, Tyquan Thornton won his matchup, but Mahomes put a bit too much mustard on it, leading to another punt. The Eagles started moving the ball again, but then the rookie made a play in his NFL debut.
Hurts stays in the pocket, being pressured, now coming to the near side, trying to scramble. He's hit and hit right in the chops. Omar Norman Lott, the rookie, hits Hurts right at the number one in his sternum.
Still down a field goal, the Chiefs' offense needed to get moving, so the Hall of Fame connection moved the sticks.
They go blitz. Mahomes on the hop. Comes near side at the 40. Kelce, 45. Stiff arms the Eagle defender and out of bounds. On the hot read against the blitz, a gain of 23 yards to Travis Kelce.
Hunt converted 3rd and 1 to keep the drive chugging, then Mahomes hit Hollywood for another 12. On 2nd and 12, Tyquan Thornton picked up 10 in his first touch of the game, but it would not be his last. On 3rd and 2, Isaiah Pacheco got less than 2, leaving Kansas City 4th and inches. Kareem Hunt did make that conversion. Then on 2nd and goal, Patrick Mahomes went to Travis Kelce.
Mahomes throws a slant. It is incomplete. That's going to be intercepted off the deflection in the end zone. Intercepted off a deflection. Makuba with the interception and up the sideline. And a touchdown gets saved by Josh Simmons. It would have been a 102-yard interception return for a pick six.
That part of the play by Josh Simmons was the best part of the play from anybody wearing Chiefs red. So Philly starts near midfield. On 3rd and 10, the Chiefs defense couldn't make the stop. Devontae Smith caught the pop fly in front of Trent McDuffie down to the 3-yard line. Then a great play from Chris Jones moved Saquon Barkley back. Barkley got back to the 1 on the next play. Then 3rd and goal from the 1, the tush push. It had a sloppy snap, didn't get there even after an Eagles challenge. Then it was 4th and goal from the 1.
It's gone left every time, hasn't it, Dana?
Gone left every time.
They're up on the football as Hurts on 4th down and goal to go, trying to push on the left side. Did he get it? Did he get in? Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Needing a couple of scores, the Chiefs offense went 3 and out and punted it back. They pinned Philly deep, but 3rd and 1, the Eagles pushed again and got it, despite everyone in red calling out false starts on the Eagles' guards. I will figure that out throughout the rest of the week. The defense got Philly to 3rd and 10 and forced the punt, getting the ball back to the offense with 4:24 left with 1 timeout, down 10. The first play, Mahomes sacked by a 4-man rush. The second play,
Mahomes pump fakes once. Now he's going long. He's got a man wide open and overthrows him. Wide open. It would have been a touchdown. Tyquan Thornton got behind the coverage. It would have been a 75-yard touchdown.
He was wide open, and for the moment, that was heartbreaking. But then, roughing the passer gave the Chiefs some help on the next play, under 4 minutes left. The Chiefs' next best chance was another shot to Thornton, but that one was well covered. Then, third time's the charm.
Mahomes again surveying the field, has some time. He's going deep middle. He's got Thornton again. Thornton catches the ball this time. Touchdown, Kansas City, a 49-yard deep post. This time, Mahomes and Thornton do get to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Unfortunately, the good news stopped shortly after that. Philadelphia iced it on the ground, and that was the game. 2017 Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs fall to 0-2.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Let's hear from another one of the starters, leaders in the defense and in the defensive secondary. Brian Cook's been in the unit for a while. Seemed like he had a pretty good game today. He's made several plays after the entire secondary had a rough go of it in Brazil. Better performance from the defense today. Not enough for the victory. Here's Danon Hughes with Chief Safety Brian Cook.
All right, thanks. We're here with Brian Cook. Tough, tough loss. You guys fought to the end. Put yourself in another position with one score to be able to sneak away with a victory. But just your overall assessment prior to watching film.
Prior to watching film, I know what one thing for sure, you know, we can go back and when we get a chance to watch film, we go back and actually see what, you know, exactly what happened. But any given Sunday, you know, there's always a play or two from each player on each team that we can take back. And maybe, you know, a play here, a play there can go in the opposite direction and, you know, win that game. So that's kind of a general statement just because I haven't watched the film yet, but
from what I've seen from the game, like, you guys fought hard. You know, I'm proud to be part of this team, and I'm excited to see what we got, you know, and continue to build this culture and build this year and this team.
Definitely not trying to put you in a hot seat, but there's a lot of talk, obviously, about the early movement on the tush push. It's so tough to defend regardless of that. I mean, your assessment of it, it seemed like there was some missed opportunities there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, man, there's missed opportunities everywhere. Did they call it? No, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we can control what we control, unfortunately. You know, like, we let's put it on our shoulders and say, hey, you know, that's not even to get them, allow them to even be in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. You know, they didn't call it getting a goal away, but, you know, we got to control, man, and move forward.
It's a long season, 0-2, unfamiliar territory. What do you guys got to do to change things around next week in New York?
I mean, I said it's a long season. You know, we 0-2, but you know, I'm excited to see how this team, one, we continue to fight and persevere, and we bounce back. You know, a lot of people were counting us out for a lot of things, and I love to see like how we coming together more than ever. You know, some things in life happens, and just for the team, but in general, like, things happen in life that, you know, you ask, well, why me, God? You know what I'm saying? And all our reality is for you. You know what I'm saying? So you look at, you might be asking me this question, and we, you know, getting ready for another Super Bowl run. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say the same thing. Like, it's to build us, it's to mold us. And I feel like we're doing a great job coming together and playing as a team. You know, it's a long season. It's unfortunate, you know, how things ended up. But I'm excited to see what we got coming up.
Yeah, definitely going to build some resilience for sure. Thanks for your time.
I think that's what you want to hear from your leaders. I think that's good perspective from Brian Cook in what will be remembered as a frustrating night yet again. That's Dana Hughes and Chief Safety Brian Cook. We'll take a timeout, come back with the injury report here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. The best piece of injury news we had in the game today was when Josh Simmons left early in the second quarter. He returned, finished the game out there, but two players who left and did not return, cornerback Christian Fulton was ruled out with an ankle injury, and defensive end Mike Dana went to the locker room and was officially ruled out with what at the time was called a hip injury. After the game there in the press conference you heard a little bit ago, Andy Reid said it was a quad during the post-game presser, so we'll get more information as next week comes around, but certainly cause for concern on Mike Dana and Christian Fulton, the timelines for them to get back involved in the defense. The Chiefs injury report is brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same-day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same-day-care. It was frustrating yet again. I think I've said the word frustrating several times tonight, and certainly going back to Friday night in Brazil. Ultimately, this was a much better day for the Chiefs defense. Something to hang your hat on and to be optimistic about. They really handled a lot of the pressures of the Eagles offense better than you would have expected if all you knew about them was what you saw in week one against the Chargers. So they bounce back. But you get another mistake, another miss from Harrison Butker, and simply too many self-inflicted wounds to overcome on the offensive side. That's how you fall to the Eagles. That's how you fall 20-17. Next week against the New York Giants will be a very interesting test. Of course, we'll have pregame and the game and postgame coverage all for you here on the Chiefs Radio Network coming up next Sunday night. For now, that's it for us here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
In a battle of the last three Super Bowl champions, the Eagles go to 2-0 with a 20-17 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 0-2 for the first time since 2014, the second year of Coach Reed's tenure here in Kansas City. Executive producer for our broadcast, Eric Townsend, Nate Wetmore, field engineer, Steve Cook, Travis Schlinger, and Adam Smith, our assistant field engineers. Those five guys did an excellent job of the tributes for Dan Israel. We dedicated this game to the memory of Dan in his 35-year service to this network and to the Chiefs Kingdom. Our studio director, Derek Nestor, Bobby Gilliland, Master Control, Nick Springer, Segment Producer, Alex Grimes, Instant Replay, A.J. Engel, Production Assistant, Bill Ratner and Roberta Solomon, Studio Announcers, Bernie Haney, great job as statistician as always. Same with our spotter today, Austin Woodard, the pride of Joplin, Missouri, and Missouri Southern State University, number 72 for the Lions. Russ Everhart, parabolic operator, he was great today along with David Dunst. You could hear a lot of the calls being made by both teams in changing the play at the line of scrimmage to keep you right in the game. Dustin Hilton, our studio engineer, Shotgun Jackson, the studio custodian, general sales manager for sports is Derek Odell, Lynn Greenemeyer is the sales department assistant, Dan Fatino, traffic director, John Blackwell, affiliate relations, Steven Spector, brand manager, J.R. Ammons, the operations manager, Roxanne Marotti, top of the org chart, senior vice president, market manager. The entire staff of Odyssey, winning, losing, we bring it. And appreciate all of them and all the work they did. Tomorrow night, a special Chiefs Kingdom show. It is not open to the public. It'll be at the Hall of Honor with Patrick Mahomes and with the folks from Hy-Vee and some of the winners who registered at the Hy-Vees. That's a special show tomorrow night, but we'll get Patrick Mahomes, the one time we get him all year on the Chiefs Kingdom show, to see what he will say about how the Chiefs rebound and try to get back on track after starting 0-2. We'll also hear from Coach Reed before we hear from Patrick. For Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis. Final score, Eagles 20, Chiefs 17. The Chiefs again 0-2 for the first time since 2014. Thank you for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling post-game show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.